There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Well, sort of a rocket man. Laurent Jaffar is the vice president for Airbus's Defence and Space Division. I caught up with him this week when he was in Abu Dhabi for the Global Aerospace Summit. Wide-ranging conversation about what's happening in the world of space and the industries related to space. But I began by asking him about the UAE's space programme. This was his opinion.
Challenging vision, yet realistic. Going to Mars is going to be a fantastic driver for innovation, fantastic driver for talent to be motivated and work in the space environment. And I do think that it is feasible. I do think that also the UAE leadership is giving itself the means to succeed. Having a vision without having the financial means and the infrastructure in place to support would not work. That's not what the UAE is done. So congratulations, and looking forward to seeing the first success on Mars.
Well, the first success will be in just a few years' time. That's sending a probe to Mars. That's been done before, so we know that can be achieved. What's the benefit, as someone who is involved in the space industry, of anyone, in this case the UAE, sending another probe to Mars? What could we learn that we don't already know from existing probes?
Well, as you know, going to Mars is not a walk in the park. It involves a lot of technical difficulties. Others have tried and failed before, so succeeding in that mission would be a giant step forward. What will we find on Mars that we don't know? I am not a science expert, but I do think that we know very little about this planet. We've seen it from far away. We've seen it on the ground, but with only a very small perimeter. Being able to go and explore different areas will bring a wealth of knowledge that we need to integrate and in preparation of the future. Going to Mars and being able to have sustainable missions on Mars is going to help our scientific community open up potentially new business areas for the UAE and the entire aerospace industry.
Now, we talked about having a permanent mission on Mars, having a colony. I mean, that, of course, is the stuff of science fiction. The UAE Dubai is building a mock Mars space colony in one of its parks in Merdif at the moment, and they want to have a colony there within 100 years or so. Is that feasible? Just getting there, the propulsion of getting there, can we get humans to Mars?
I do think we can get humans to Mars. The level of risk that entails is going to be far-reaching for a lot of people, including myself, because I'm not sure we have yet the way to bring them back. But I believe in Elon Musk's vision, for example, of multi-planetary development of the humankind. I don't know if we'll find a lot of volunteers to start with. Apparently, there are people who are ready to go.
I've met some of them. I'm sure you have too.
I have met some of them as well. But I do think that it's by having this giant leap forward and vision that we're going to make progress on Earth.
Just in terms of the journey time, people talk about 8 months using current technology. What's your best estimate at Airbus on how long it would take us to get there?
So Airbus is taking a step approach. We go to the ISS on a regular basis.
The ISS?
International Space Station. We think that the next step for us will be around the moon, so not as far as Mars. And then we do think that there will be interplanetary logistics, cargo, or even people being transported from one planet to the other. So we're maybe less visionary, more cautious, but we do think that being able to move from one station to another is something that is feasible and we'll see in the next 10 to 15 years.
Of course, there are many companies that want to be part of that. Traditionally, it was very much these government-related entities, you know, the likes of Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Airbus, that have dominated the space industry, for want of a better word. Now we have Elon Musk and SpaceX, we have Jeff Bezos, who's very active in that space. How dramatic are the changes to the economics and dynamics of this industry from the perspective of someone who works in it?
Well, from a satellite manufacturing perspective, bringing down the access to space in terms of cost is a fantastic opportunity. It will help us launch more missions. Activism of billionaires like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos is a real commitment, and they do believe in what they do. Now, they've helped us really realize that we can change the paradigm, we can change the value chains, and we can achieve major cost reduction in the way we've done business. Now, this business is something that was triggered by governments, and governments have the impulse. But when there is a market space that opens up, I do think that industry is very much able to help inefficiencies and effectiveness of the solutions.
Couple of final questions. In terms of the commercialization of space, one of the moonshots is mining minerals from planets or asteroids. Will this happen ever in our lifetimes? We're both relatively young men.
Mining of asteroids is a very far-fetched idea because it entails an entire logistic concept. You know, mining an asteroid is one thing. What do you do with what you've collected is another. However, mining on the moon or mining on Mars is definitely something that we'll see in our lifetime.
That's the voice of Laurent Jaffar. He's the Vice President of Airbus's Defence and Space Unit, talking to me earlier on this week in Abu Dhabi at the Global Aerospace Summit.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.